It's time now for the Fantasy Football Players of the Week presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Enjoy the game with a triple distilled, triple cask matured, and triple blended Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Game time, Tully time. Please drink responsibly. With six teams on the bye this week in the NFL for Week 7, take a look at the Patriots roster. And given the news that Ramondre Stevenson is inactive for the Patriots today, that means even more pressure is on Damian Harris to perform, who had 101 yards last week in his performance against the Dallas Cowboys, averaging 5.6 yards per carry in that game. He's going up against a defense today that is ranked 21st in the NFL against the run. So put Damian Harris in your lineups today in fantasy football. We welcome in Scott Zolak, who joins us in the broadcast booth here at Gillette Stadium. So, Ramondre Stevenson out. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, they love Brandon Bolden. That's my reaction. It's a Brandon Bolden type game. No, I'm joking. They do love Brandon Bolden, but it's a head scratcher here. Odd, healthy scratch, right? Unless he came up with something or wasn't picking up something well throughout the course of the week. You go back to last week, you know, no Jawan Williams in a game where you're really going to need Jawan Williams in an extra corner. And that sort of burns you last week. I don't get it. Thought the kid ran hard last week, caught the ball well, had good wherewithal out there, had intensity in the way he ran, and I thought he was a nice little changeup for Damian Harris out there.
Scott Zolak with us, brought to you by AdCare, 1-800-ALCOHOL, speak up, reach out, get help. Asking for help takes courage. Be recovery strong. Visit AdCare.com or call 1-800-ALCOHOL. When you look at this Jets team, Zoe, and some of the pieces they have offensively, would you swap what the Patriots have for what the Jets have on offense and have put around Zach Wilson?
Absolutely.
So what's the excuse for Zach Wilson not being good to this point?
Probably coaching and maybe not being prepared well enough throughout the course of camp. I thought the Patriots really brought Mac Jones along nicely, you know, with Cam Newton there and sort of having to work his way through it. It was really gifted to Zach Wilson from day one. When he got drafted, he's the guy. He's got the sunglasses. He's got the matching bags and everything. He's the New York's newest quarterback. So not the case with Mac Jones. Mac Jones sort of had to go out and earn his gig this past offseason throughout training camp. And I think that he'll be better for it.
It's National Tight Ends Day, Zoe.
Yep.
And how is that a thing?
Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Did Gronk invent that today?
Gronkenstein.
I don't know if he did, but I like it, and I'm going with it.
Of course.
I like it.
So, yeah, see, Zoe likes it too. Yeah, National Tight Ends Day.
Well, when's National Quarterbacks Day? National Running Backs Day.
I don't know.
When is that day?
You know what? This is the stuff that really pisses me off, Gasper. You wake up
one
day.
Tell me what grinds your gears.
National Sisters Day or National Golden Retrievers Day. Like, there's a day for everything.
Well, there's 365 of them.
Do you really need a day? You just can't tell someone they're special that day that they need a day
for? Yeah, there's so many days. We should have a day for everybody.
Oh, thank you, tight ends. We can't stand you the rest of the time. Thank you for today.
Is that how you feel about Father's Day? Or Mother's Day?
Like the male birthday, I think, is overrated.
You know, the male birthday?
The older male birthday is overrated. And if there's any one guy just stands there waiting for me to sung happy birthday, or I didn't give him a card, or I didn't get this, give me a break.
Yeah, I like that. That's
but what about the
take.
Tight ends? You had a take in there about tight ends.
Yeah, I did. Well, I just
National Radio Day. You know, thanks, Dennis, for everything. You
know? Hunter Henry's been really good. Yeah. Touchdown catches in 3 straight games. Can that continue against this Jets team? And what about Jonnu Smith? We've seen some incremental improvement, but still looking for that breakout game.
I think it's getting there quicker with Henry. What I'm witnessing is I think Henry is developing as the true wide tight end. And you say, well, what's wide tight end? So he's the guy with the hand down. He's going to line up right, line up left. To me, Jonnu Smith is more of the H-back move guy, you know, off the line, put him in motion, put him in return, sort of that pseudo fullback coming out of the backfield. It seems like his catches have to have him either in motion on drags to where they're less than about 8 yards from the quarterback to right in the numbers. And he fights those, Chris.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
He's been fighting it a little.
But you're starting to see Hunter become more comfortable downfield, picking his spots. I thought he and Mac Jones made a nice play in the touchdown last week. People say, oh, Mac Jones just floated that. He couldn't zip it. He had underneath coverage. He had to lay it over that and still not put too much on it to take him into the safety. I thought that was Mac's best throw of the day.
Yeah, it was not an easy throw to make.
Those are difficult to lay.
I think it looked easy just watching it, but that's given the window he put the ball in.
We used to do those in practice because we'd all do under coverage, and then here comes the in cut, and there's a safety. Let's work on throwing these. And he always would get the ball tipped or picked off by the underneath guy because there's no perfect way to throw it.
So I know the New York Jets, not exactly one of the best uniforms in the league, but pretty sure the Patriots...
They win again.
Remain winless in that category today.
You guys are picking these Saskatchewan Rough Rider jerseys over the Patriots jerseys?
Yes. I'll take the all-white.
You guys are a bunch of haters.
All-white? No. Nice shiny helmet? Give me that.
No.
I'm not a fan of the helmet, Chris.
Their jerseys are garbage.
God, if they just went with the old throwback helmet permanently.
I know.
Awesome.
The white, right?
Like I'm not a fan of their helmet.
The Joe Namath helmet?
Yeah.
They look like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders out there. Ridiculous.
Well, what do we look like, Chris?
Yeah. You look like the New England Patriots.
I can't believe it's a professional football team uniform.
You guys really don't like these.
Nope.
I mean, look, they're not. You know what they look
like?
Who
stands out, Chris? Who stands out like they're big? Like, wow. Did you see the Cowboys come out last week?
Oh, best uniforms. Those are great.
But they look imposing. They look like.
I know.
They look big. Our biggest guys, these uniforms make them look
Well, you know what it is?
Because it's the unicolor.
It's exactly the pants. The pants look like yoga pants on these guys.
Nothing wrong with yoga pants. I'm not anti-yoga pants. But I am anti-dudes. I'm anti full color down the whole damn sock.
They look
if
like
they had the high white socks, it might look better.
You know what you say? What do they look like? It looks like every week is a color rush week. That's what it looks like.
This is their color rush uniform.
Yeah.
And they kept it.
So how does the offense get Kendrick Bourne more involved this week?
Put him out there and call damn plays to him. Period.
Simple as that. Period.
Well, the problem last week, he didn't get in the game until the second half. And then, geez, you throw it to him, he makes a play. I know the one went off his hands, but to me, and I talked to him about this on our show when we had him on, I think he's the Deion Branch-type player in this offense. Oh. Backside X, slants, curls, possession-type guy to help Jakobi Meyers out. Because right now, I think if you're the quarterback, gun to his head, who's your third and seventh guy? I'm looking for Jakobi. I think those other guys will come if they're there, but I think Bourne can be that guy. Do what he did with Jimmy on the backside. Digs, slants, curls, skinny posts.
Yeah.
He can run all that.
Whether it be training camp or now pregame routines where players are warming up together and going through some of the pregame drills, his speed and quickness stand out next to all of his teammates. He's faster and quicker than any of the guys he's out there with.
He's got a lot of energy. He plays with energy, and I like the guy that plays with passion. There's something there with that guy.
You feel good about the offensive line today. Guys reunited. You know, Isaiah Wynn's going to be back in there. Looks like Shaq Mason, obviously, is a go on Wenu. It feels like they're sort of getting the band back together.
It should be. I mean, there's nothing worse than not having continuity up front of your offensive line. You need five guys. God forbid one goes down. I've never seen it in a game, you know, a couple weeks ago when all four went down. But you want to keep five healthy as best you can. Who the hell knows when Trent Brown's going to come back? That's the real X factor in all this moving forward down the road.
All right, so.
All right, guys.
Happy National Tight End.
Hey, happy tight end. Who's your favorite tight end?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Of all time, Kellen Winslow.
Kellen Winslow?
Yeah.
That's a senior. Good one.
Senior.
Senior. Yes, yeah, sorry, senior. Yeah.
I like Dave Casper. I like Benji Cunningham.
I was a Keith Jackson guy.
Okay.
I liked him.
Keith Jackson. Oh, Nelly. We're going to pick the feet up and put the feet down. Yeah. Gronkowski for me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how it can't be Gronk.
Gronkowski's the best.
It has to be Gronk.
He defied the peak. He's everything about the position where it should be. Play.
Fair.
Do good. Have fun. Hello, Karen. Are you in space?
Ben Coates. Great tight end.
Ben Coates. How do I forget about Ben?
How do you forget Ben Coates?
Ozzie Newsome.
Ben Coates.
Ozzie Newsome.
John Mackey.
Yep.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Zoe.
See you.
See you soon. Scott Zoe.